All right, welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're jumping headfirst into AI twins.
Oh, yeah.
These AI-driven assistants, for both personal and business use cases, they're quickly becoming less sci-fi and more, well, something you might actually run into or even, like, use every day.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And for this deep dive, you know, we really went in, we looked at the latest stuff that's out there, how businesses are actually using AI twins, some really cool real world examples to show you, and then like where this whole thing could be going. And, you know, the big questions that come up with this tech, with these human-like digital, like, counterparts almost.
Exactly. I mean, our goal today is to get rid of all that hype and just give you a clear picture of what AI twins are really all about. You know,
yeah.
Their surprising abilities, the key insights, and why you should even care.
Yeah.
So let's just jump right into it. What comes to mind when you hear AI twin? Like, what are we even talking about here?
So think of them as like really smart digital assistants, but way more than just a basic chatbot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're designed to mimic human conversation, sure, but also decision making and even like personality to some extent. The big difference, the thing that makes them twins, is that they're meant to copy a specific person. You know, their knowledge, their way of working, even their role in a company. It's almost like having a digital version of them tailored to that one person.
Oh, for sure. I think we're at this point where we're moving past just talking about the idea. Like, you hear about those executives who have this second self to help them manage their insane schedules and communications,
yeah.
Right? Or even regular people creating AI avatars of themselves to interact online with their own style.
Right.
Definitely feeling less theoretical and more like happening right now.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'd agree with that.
So what's changing right now that's making these AI twins so much more sophisticated?
It really boils down to how much AI has advanced lately. These digital twins are becoming way more refined, more human-like in how they interact with us. And a huge part of that is the progress made with large language models, you know, LLMs, GPT-4, for example. They're like the brains behind all this, giving them a much better grasp of context and making them communicate way more fluently.
So it's not just spitting out canned responses anymore.
No.
I was reading some research from Columbia Business School. They found that these LLMs can actually create super convincing human personas, like digital twins with believable names, jobs, even preferences. It's wild.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not just about sounding human for a minute, right? It's holding a conversation, like an actual back and forth. These models can keep track of what's been said, even if you talk for a long time. Imagine chatting with your AI twin and it remembers something you brought up an hour ago and actually uses that in the conversation. It's maintaining that consistent personality for you the whole time.
So that's a huge jump from those early chatbots. You'd say one thing and they'd forget instantly.
Yeah, totally.
And it gets even cooler when you think about how these AI twins learn and change. I saw some platforms that talk about personalizing a layer of AI. Like, the system evolves based on how you interact with it.
So yeah.
It's not just you using it. It's changing how it responds to you over time.
Yeah, that's key. It's not a static thing. This isn't like buying a software program that never changes. As you use it, as it learns from you, your data, your experiences, it gets better at understanding you. It can actually reflect like your intellectual or professional journey digitally.
And it's not just words anymore, right?
Yeah.
It's picking up on your tone, your emotions. We're seeing some pretty amazing stuff with emotional AI. New AI assistants can detect and respond to how you're feeling, from your words, your tone, even facial expressions if you're on video.
Right, exactly. Like, think about this, an AI sales coach. Harvard Business Review had a piece on this. The AI analyzes a salesperson's practice call, their tone, their pace. Then it gives them feedback like a human coach would. Hey, maybe try being a little more upbeat here.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. So it's not just understanding what you're saying, but how you're saying it.
And visually, you've got companies like Soul Machines. They're making these emotionally responsive avatars, not just static pictures, but digital representations that can react to you in real time. They smile, nod, look surprised.
Mm.
The goal is to make you feel like you're connecting with a real person.
Yeah, it's about getting that emotional connection right. Understanding not just the words, but the feeling behind them. That's what makes it feel natural, like you're actually relating to someone.
But they're not just reacting, right?
Yeah.
We're also seeing AI twins make decisions on their own now. It's not just following commands. It's actually figuring things out, planning, taking action to reach goals you've set.
Huge change, yeah. There's Meta's Cicero AI. It actually played the game diplomacy at a human level by negotiating, persuading other players, forming alliances, and it did all this through language. These are like serious strategy and collaboration skills. It's a big signal that AI is getting way better at interacting with us in a complex way.
Makes you wonder how that translates to like everyday stuff. If an AI can negotiate in a game, why not have your AI twin figure out the best meeting time for everyone? Or write email responses you just have to quickly check over.
Exactly. And this autonomy becomes even more useful as they get better connected to the tools and data we use. You know, your smart home, work apps. A connected AI twin could spot a problem, figure out the best solution, and fix it without you having to manage it.
It's becoming multimodal too, right? It's not just text anymore.
Yeah, right, right. We're seeing text, voice, video, all sorts of ways to interact with these AIs. We've got high-fidelity voice cloning that can almost perfectly mimic a real person's voice. And then there's the generation of photorealistic avatars or even animated ones. They're all driven by natural language processing, which is crazy. In some cases, you almost can't tell if you're interacting with a real person or their digital twin.
Yeah, it is a little freaky.
Yeah.
But also kind of amazing how realistic it's becoming. ZDNet had an article about how easy it is to make your own AI avatar. They mentioned a platform that can generate a digital twin video of you from a few minutes of footage. And it can even make it speak other languages with, like, perfect lip sync in just a few minutes.
That kind of accessibility is a game changer for individuals and businesses.
So it's natural language processing, emotional intelligence, and the ability to actually act independently, all coming together. And that's making AI twins not just smarter, but more like us, more capable. And the level of personalization is just incredible. So let's look at how businesses are using these AI twins right now. What real-world problems are they solving?
One of the biggest areas is customer service. You see these AI-powered assistants acting as support reps, handling tons of common questions, and they do it with a surprising amount of courtesy, from what I've heard.
And it's not just being available 24/7. I saw some data from ID-Usher businesses that use AI avatars see their customer satisfaction go up by something like 30%, just because people can get answers right away.
Oh, for sure. Think about those old automated phone systems. These AI twins are totally different. They have natural conversations, they understand your problem and actually troubleshoot it, and they can even sense if you're frustrated, so they change their tone. This frees up the human agents to deal with the really tough or sensitive stuff. We see retailers and banks using them on their websites. You know, those avatar greeters or virtual tellers.
That's got to be way better than yelling at a robot voice.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's not just service roles, right? They're using them in retail as personal shopping guides. The AI recommends stuff based on your preferences and what you've bought before. That personal touch has to be driving sales.
Yeah, ID-Usher mentioned a 20% jump in online sales because of those personalized recommendations. It's like having a shopping expert who knows you available all the time.
That's a pretty big increase. And what about sales and marketing? I thought it was really interesting how they're using AI avatars for training. It's like a virtual practice buddy that gives you feedback.
Right. Harvard Business Review talked about how these AI personas can analyze a salesperson's whole approach, their tone, their wording. Then they offer suggestions like, hey, try a more collaborative approach, or don't forget to schedule a follow-up. It's like having a personal sales coach available 24/7.
We've seen some really innovative branding uses, too, like Qatar Airways' Sama, the first digital human cabin crew member.
Oh, yeah.
That's like next-level marketing, isn't it?
It is. Sama is a virtual brand influencer, creates content, gives travel tips, connects with customers like a real person would. It shows how AI twins can make digital marketing more human and build a stronger connection. And people have really responded to Sama. Shows how much potential these virtual brand reps have.
Like putting a face and a personality on the brand. What about for executives? I've heard they're using AI twins for decision support and to like augment what they can do.
Right. It's like a really powerful assistant. Busy execs are using AI assistants that learn their preferences, how they work, to help them do things like write emails, schedule meetings, and filter out the constant flood of information they get. The idea of an executive digital twin is interesting, like a virtual copy that handles routine stuff on your behalf.
That could free up a ton of time and mental energy for leaders. And it's not just for execs. Those personal productivity AI twins, they're like a second brain for you, reminding you about tasks, drafting responses in your style, keeping your projects on track. Super useful for anyone.
Absolutely. Microsoft's AI co-pilots, platforms like personal.ai, they're all working towards this. They build your own personal language model from your data. It's still early, but they're already acting as smart project managers, helping you get first drafts done.
It's almost like these AI twins are going from just helping you to actually becoming employees, taking on roles in the company.
Josh Burson, the industry analyst, talks about that. He gave examples like an insurance company that made a claims processing twin. It learned how to handle claims from start to finish and could even adapt to new rules instantly.
That's huge for efficiency in the insurance industry.
Mm.
And didn't his firm create Galileo, an AI assistant trained on like 25 years of HR research?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Galileo can actually switch between different personalities depending on the task, like recruiting or coaching, and it works across all the company's systems. So you have the best HR knowledge combined with the ability to actually do things.
He also talked about these digital employees going to meetings, having conversations. Could you send your AI twin to a meeting for you someday?
Could be possible. Imagine your AI twin sits in on a project update, takes in everything, then gives you a neat summary and tells you what you need to do. Companies are actually starting to redesign their workflows to include these AI twins as part of the team. It takes care of repetitive stuff and gives humans more capacity.
The business applications are already big and growing fast. Let's look at companies who are really making this work. Who are the early adopters and what results are they seeing?
We see a lot happening with those digital humans, the AI agents improving customer service. Soul Machines is making these super lifelike assistants for clients all over. They worked with the World Health Organization on Florence, a digital health worker. People could get health guidance from her, and the reports say users felt like it was personalized just for them.
That's a really powerful use. An AI that looks and sounds human, giving you important health info. And Soul Machines has worked with big names in entertainment and consumer goods, too, right?
Yep. They made a digital twin of Carmelo Anthony, the NBA star, for fan engagement. And there's Nestle's Cookie Coach Ruth, an AI baking advisor to help you in the kitchen. Even insurance companies are thinking about making their mascots into interactive AI characters. Big brands, all sorts of industries, are using these AI twins to make their customer interactions better and feel more human.
Making digital feel more personal. What about enterprise productivity? Who's leading the way there?
Microsoft, with their 365 Copilot, is a big one. Google and Salesforce are also in the game. Salesforce has Einstein GPT. They all offer these AI assistants that basically act as extensions of the user. They can summarize data, attend meetings virtually, even write personalized emails. They're like productivity boosters built right in. And there's SAP's Joule specifically for SAP users.
Integrated right into the tools businesses already use.
Yeah.
And it's not just tech giants, right? I've heard of firms offering a digital twin as a service for execs.
Yeah, you give them your data emails, messages, meeting notes, preferences, and they build a custom AI to help you make decisions and handle routine communication. Burson's firm, the one that made Galileo, is doing that, cloning the expertise of top HR pros.
And it's not just office stuff. Hotels and airlines are using AI twins too.
Absolutely. Qatar Airways, after Sama, the influencer, launched Sama 2.0, she helps you book flights through chat, answers your questions, helps you reserve, all while staying true to the brand. Then you've got NatWest in the UK trying out a digital human concierge, and UBS is exploring a digital advisor twin for banking.
It's a global thing. Tencent in Asia has customizable deepfake tech for businesses. Maruti Suzuki in India uses Dave AI, an AI showroom assistant.
Right, Dave AI, the virtual salesperson. It's supposed to have led to more engagement and more sales. All these examples show how AI twins are being used to improve customer interaction, make things more efficient. The idea seems to be take the best of human talent, brand personality, and make it into software. So it's consistent, it can be scaled up, and it's personalized for you.
Sounds like human and digital interaction are getting pretty intertwined. Let's look ahead a bit. What are some trends we might see with AI twins? What could change in our lives?
Hyper-personalization. But like, taken to a whole new level. Your future AI twin might know you better than you know yourself. It could use all your data, your messages, your biometrics, your habits to figure out what you need, what you're going to do, maybe even before you do.
Sounds amazing, but also a little creepy.
Yeah.
I read something about these AIs being in tune with every minute of our lives, taking data from our phones, our wearables, all the time.
Exactly. Imagine this. Your AI sees you're getting tired and schedules a break for you, or it renegotiates your work tasks based on how stressed you are. These hyper-personalized AIs could completely change how we deal with online services. They'd be this constant go-between, tailoring everything to you. You might even see marketing shift to targeting just one person, crafting ads just for your digital twin.
Convenience is great, but you do make me wonder about privacy and control. How much do we give up in that kind of scenario?
That's the question. And then there's this idea, a little more out there, but still digital immortality through AI twins. Preserving your voice, your knowledge, your personality in a digital companion that could outlive you.
That's a big one to think about. I saw companies like Mindbank AI. They want to build these assistants for life and beyond. They're trained on your voice, your memories, to become a pretty close replica of you.
Right. And maybe we'll see legacy avatars or mind files that future generations can interact with. Like an interactive memoir, it gets into big questions about life and death, what it means to preserve yourself. Some people even talk about keeping AIs of important people around so we can still learn from them. It sounds like sci-fi, but the tech is getting there fast.
It's a lot to process. What other future trends do you see coming?
We might see AI twins get more power to negotiate and collaborate for us, like autonomous agents working on our behalf, handling things like finances, legal stuff. We've seen the early steps with AI, like Cicero, that one that could negotiate.
So in the future, our AI could be out there getting us the best deal on a car or settling contract terms within certain limits we set.
Exactly. We could have AI-driven negotiation everywhere, scheduling appointments, figuring out workloads, even AIs negotiating with each other to find the best solution for everyone. Of course, you'd need to make sure it's actually working for you, not against you. There'd have to be some oversight.
It seems like these AIs are on their way to being a constant part of our lives, at work and at home, like digital coworkers that are always there.
That's the vision. Imagine everyone has an AI twin that's always on, attends meetings, keeps track of things for you, even suggests ideas based on data. It could blur the lines between human roles and AI roles. Maybe the AI drafts a plan and you refine it. You could even see companies running digital twin simulations to test out different scenarios before making a real decision.
And at home, they'd be part of our smart homes, smart cities, managing everything to make life easier.
Exactly. Ordering groceries, planning the best route to avoid traffic. Your AI twin could be your partner in everything, part of how you live.
Pretty mind-blowing stuff to think about. But with all this potential, we have to talk about the downsides. Some pretty big questions come up.
Absolutely. First, identity and authenticity. As these AIs get better, where's the line between the real you and your AI copy? There's a real risk of misuse, like spreading fake news or saying things you never said, using deepfakes.
We've seen this in politics, with AI twins of politicians used for bad stuff. And it can happen to regular people, too. It's not a joke. It can damage your reputation, your life even.
And unlike a parody, deepfakes can be really believable. They could trick even people who know you. And the scary part is, there's not much you can do legally if someone impersonates you this way. We have to figure out who owns our digital likeness, how we stop people from making and using these things without permission.
Privacy is another big one. For an AI twin to really work for you, it needs a lot of data. Your conversations, your health info, your daily routines, that's a lot of personal stuff.
Yeah, and the idea that an AI is constantly watching, analyzing all that data that raises concerns about misuse, about hacking. What if someone gets into your AI twin? They're not just stealing data, they're stealing your persona. That could lead to identity theft, fraud.
And some say that using these polished AIs too much could make us less human. If more of our interactions are through these perfect digital copies, do we lose some of that real connection, that vulnerability you get with actual people?
Good point. It's like social media, where everyone puts on their best face. AI twins could make that worse, especially if they're the ones curating our online presence.
Then there's the question of dependency. If we offload too many tasks to our AI, do our own skills get worse? Do we become too reliant?
Imagine an executive who lets their AI handle everything, scheduling, emails, information. They might become disconnected from their company, unable to do things themselves if the AI goes down. There's a line between using AI for convenience and becoming totally dependent on it. That could affect your thinking, your ability to grow.
It's a double-edged sword, isn't it? On one hand, AI twins could make us more self-aware. It's like a living diary that shows us our patterns, our behavior. But rely on it too much, and we might not be able to face challenges on our own.
Yeah, that's the trade-off. And as these AIs get more advanced, we might even have to ask, how should we treat them? It's part of that bigger question about how to deal with increasingly intelligent AI systems.
In this digital immortality thing, interacting with a loved one's AI after they're gone,
yeah,
that brings up even more complex issues.
Some people think it would mess with the grieving process. You have this continued presence, but it might stop you from moving on. And there's the question of what the person wanted. Did they want a digital version of themselves to exist after they're gone? Did they want people interacting with it? Consent is really important here.
Then there's the risk of deepfakes and deception. That's here and now. If anyone can make fake videos and audio, it could ruin our trust in everything we see and hear.
That's a big danger. If we can't tell what's real, it creates distrust everywhere. People can be unfairly hurt, their reputations damaged. We need strong ways to tell what's authentic.
It comes back to that idea of not being able to tell real from fake. It changes how we consume information, how we interact online. Makes you wonder, should we even be replicating everything about humans digitally?
Just because we can do it doesn't mean we should. We have to think about the consequences for individuals, for society. There is a line between using AI to make things better and using it to create harmful imitations. We need to keep talking about where that line is.
These aren't just tech challenges. They're human challenges. Let's shift gears now and look at regulations. How are they trying to catch up with all this AI twin technology?
Regulations are definitely playing catch up. A lot of the focus right now is on those immediate concerns, deepfakes, synthetic media. That's closely tied to AI twins. And we're seeing the first steps toward rules that try to stop people from using them to hurt others.
China, for example, has rules about deep synthesis. You have to clearly label anything AI generated that could be mistaken for the real thing.
Yep. Since early 2023, anything that's been altered by AI and could pass as real has to be labeled. There are penalties if you don't. They're trying to be transparent because of how deceptive these AI twins can be.
The EU's proposed AI Act also has transparency rules.
Yeah.
AI systems that interact with humans or create stuff like deepfakes have to be upfront about it.
Right. The EU AI Act is getting close to becoming law. It'll require companies to tell you when you're talking to an AI. And if something looks like a deepfake, they have to say it was made by AI. It doesn't completely ban them, but it aims to minimize harm by making sure you know what you're dealing with.
Here in the U.S., there's no single federal law about AI twins yet. But there are efforts to address it.
Definitely. Lawmakers are worried about AI impersonations, things like voice scams and deepfake videos spreading misinformation. The Take It Down Act is a big step. It passed the Senate and makes it a crime to share non-consensual intimate images made with AI. So it recognizes that impersonation can be really harmful. And some states are trying to regulate deepfakes in elections, but there's debate about free speech, you know, stopping deception versus allowing people to say what they want.
It sounds like we can expect more laws about impersonation, defamation, fraud, using AI clones. And as they're used more in customer service, maybe updates to consumer protection laws that require companies to tell you if you're talking to an AI.
Likely, yeah. And beyond deepfakes, regulators are looking at data privacy, how compliant these AI twins are. GDPR in Europe matters here, especially for things like AI making decisions about hiring or loans. Companies using this tech need to be transparent, make sure things can be audited, and make sure there's no bias.
What about using someone's voice or image in an AI twin? Are there specific rules about that, intellectual property stuff?
We're seeing movement there, too. There might be specific rules for sensitive areas and more recognition that people own their voice, their image. Unauthorized use could lead to lawsuits. We even see clauses in contracts now about digital replicas.
It's a lot to keep track of. Are industry groups or companies doing anything to set ethical guidelines?
There are groups making ethical recommendations for synthetic media, and standards bodies are looking into standards for digital representation. A lot of companies making AI twin services have their own safeguards, like needing consent to create a video avatar or encrypting your data. We might even see an official certification for ethically trained AI twins in the future.
So governments, industry, companies, everyone's trying to figure this out. Seems like transparency and consent are the big themes in all this.
Exactly. Labeling AI content, telling you when you're interacting with an AI, getting your okay to create a digital twin, those are all becoming central. And as these AIs make more decisions on their own, we need to be clear about who's responsible if they screw up. Governments want innovation, but they also want to protect people from harm. Companies using AI twins need to keep up with the rules to do things responsibly.
Huge potential, but definitely needs careful thought and rules to protect people. As we wrap up our deep dive into AI twins, what are the key takeaways you want listeners to remember?
The potential of AI twins is enormous. They're going to change how we use tech, how we work, even how we think about ourselves online. They can process so much information, they have tons of knowledge, and they can talk like us. It's a big opportunity.
And the latest stuff, how smoothly they talk, how they understand emotions, how they make decisions, it's making them way more capable and useful for all sorts of things.
Companies are already using them to find talent, personalize experiences, and get more done, which could lead to better services and products. And in the future, we might have hyper-personalized agents and even digital ways to preserve ourselves after death.
But we can't forget the risks. We have to use AI twins ethically. respect people's identities, get their permission to create and use these things, and make sure the info they provide is true, not meant to trick anyone.
Safeguards and regulations are key to stopping misuse, protecting privacy, without killing innovation. It's a tough balance, but it needs constant attention.
So companies, tech leaders, they need to embrace this tech, but strategically and responsibly. They have to prioritize transparency and protect people's basic rights.
If we can handle these challenges, AI twins can create a future where companies are more efficient and people's lives are better. A future where humans and their digital versions work together.
That's a powerful thought. And on that note, one final thing for you, our listener, to consider. As we enter this new world of AI twins, think about the balance between the convenience they offer and what it might mean for who you are. Are you ready to share your digital self with the world? Something to really think about. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.